This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. John Madden 2020 is here, and joining me to break down this year's title is GameSpot.com editor Mike Higham. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're here with EA Sports Madden, and I have to know, what do you think of this game so far?
It is kind of what you would expect in many ways. Madden isn't necessarily going to reinvent itself every year, but it is going to make incremental improvements of the foundation that's already there. And the foundation is great. I mean, after how many years of iteration, you know, they've managed to capture the feel and the spirit and the look of football really well. And, you know, there's always small improvements that they can make here and there. And then along with those, open up new issues, but nothing that's going to dramatically change the game. So if anyone's played Madden in recent years and they jump into this, it's going to feel familiar, but there are new mechanics that you will want to get familiar with.
When it comes to Madden, they have a career mode. How is it different from the previous years?
Yeah, they're doing something a little interesting this year. So the past few years, they've had long shot mode, which are these story-based kind of narrative scenarios that you play through. You make decisions. You are this character, and you choose dialogue. And it pulled from a lot of adventure games like The Walking Dead, a lot of Telltale-style mechanics from those kinds of games. Here, they've done away with long shot mode for now, and they've replaced it with what's called QB1 Face of the Franchise. It's a little bit different. It still kind of leans into the dramatics of football. It's just a different perspective, because now you are a prospective college player, and the meat of it is playing through these college playoffs, and it's a little bit different than like rags-to-riches kind of story that Longshot told. And here it's more of channeling some of that NCAA nostalgia that we used to have for the NCAA football games, and then making that the central point of the new story mode and creating this new character.
Wow, it kind of sounds like an RPG. Is that the real feel to it, or is this kind of just more action-adventure kind of thing?
In many ways, it takes some of the elements of RPG. Like, for me, that's my bread and butter, is like Japanese RPGs, Western RPGs, where you build a character, and you live as this character, where you go up to a coach, and you have three dialogue options. Do you, like, antagonize him? Do you agree with him? Do you try and find another way to negotiate a certain situation? And it's not as deep as a full-fledged RPG, but what EA has done is kind of use those elements of those adventure games and RPGs to kind of feed the feel of being part of the NFL drama that we see on TV and in the real life. And, you know, Longshot's done that well. Face the Franchise, it's a little bit different. I wouldn't say it nails it as much as it has in the past, but it is a different perspective. And, it very much looks to other games like an RPG, but then still letting you play Madden. Like, it's still that Madden gameplay feel when you go into these scenarios. Like, you play as the college football player in these playoffs, and you still, you know, throw your passes, run your plays, and play defense and all that stuff. So it's a nice merger of a lot of different genres.
Oh, cool. So when it comes to the AI, do you think it serves a, you know, justice in this game, or do you think it should have been on a higher difficulty?
There's a lot of perspectives to that, because you definitely have difficulty options, like playing on rookie mode all the way up to all Madden, depending on how difficult that you want the AI to be. And, you know, you usually want to play on the highest difficulty, so it's a lot more challenging. You're just steamrolling the other team like 48-0. But when you look at the AI, they're always making certain improvements, like how running backs that you don't control, how they will see holes in the defensive line and hit them, how they will juke, and how they will react to players relative to their space. That's always tricky. You know, it's hard to account for how many variables that there are on the field. They've continually improved on that, and I think this year it's especially with running, is one aspect where it stands out to be better. One aspect it still comes up short, I think, is in the secondary. So you don't really, as the player, you don't really engage in the minutia of playing a safety or a cornerback. And sometimes you'll notice sometimes that they miss their assignments or they don't necessarily cover the right zone that you expect them to cover with the play that you chose. So you kind of end up relying on man-to-man coverage more often than not. It's a little bit more reliable, which is kind of disappointing because you want, in certain situations, you definitely want to call a zone defense, but you can't rely on the AI to hit those assignments all the time. So there's still areas for improvement, and it seems to be the case every year. There's an aspect that can always improve when it comes to AI.
When it comes to AI, when you put it at the highest difficulty, I sometimes have noticed that there are impossible plays. The AI will be able to do something that I know that unless you had perfect timing, there's no way it's possible. Now, is that a problem in this game or no?
I think every year when I play Madden and I play on like All Pro or All Madden difficulty, it's, I never really have a problem with like the AI being overpowered. Like that, no player will I never really think to myself like no player will ever be able to do that. Maybe on like the consistent levels that they do execute plays, but it's there's I always felt like there's a way around it, or I could get better, or I should have called this play instead of that play. It's frustrating sometimes when they're just like knocking down slant passes and out passes like all the time. You just don't know what to do against that. That will happen, but I reconcile that with, these are professional players and we can see things like this happen in the real NFL. So, that's just me comforting myself when I get whooped by the AI.
Oh, I usually rage. I'm not going to lie, when it comes to AI, and it's like I should have done better because it's a computer. It's not a person.
I'm not going to blame you.
Now, with this Madden, is there any new features?
One of the biggest features that fundamentally changes the moment-to-moment action for Madden 20 is the X Factors and Superstar Abilities. What these are sort of EA is taking notes from games like Overwatch, where you have these heroes where they have very specific abilities, and that's what makes them stand out in battle. Now, you take that concept and instill them into the superstar players that you see make the big plays in real life, and say, for example, like Antonio Brown, who's now on the Raiders, his X factor is he can, rack even more yards after the catch. And there are certain conditions in which you activate these abilities. So, like for him, if you activate this ability, he's going to be able to break tackles and run faster after he catches the ball. And that can be really clutch in the right situations. And not only does that make Antonio Brown stand out, it makes you want to, like, it makes him feel like he's different from the other players on the roster. Because, like, he'll have higher stats or whatever, and then you will probably try and pass it to him if he's open, or take the risk with him. But here you can specifically say, okay, I need Antonio Brown in this situation to do this certain thing. Let me activate this superstar ability or this X factor, and I'm like guaranteed a higher chance to get the yards that I need. And it's really exciting. And also on defense, it makes you like, oh no, I think I need to double cover Antonio Brown in this situation. So there's it plays a little bit more into the mind game, but it also makes the superstar players feel like they stand out.
I kind of find that a little weird to introduce into Madden, especially when it comes to Madden, it's all about realism. Like, this is the best kind of game, if you're not a football player, that you're going to feel like a football player. So adding something like that, you don't think it was kind of cheesy?
When they first kind of explained it and revealed it a couple months ago when they ran through the new features, I thought of it like, this is going to turn into some kind of wild game of where these certain players are just going to be, running up and down the field in ways that you would never see them in real life. But I think that once you get your hands on it and once you kind of experiment with these abilities, they don't break the game. They're not overpowered. What they do is make certain situations a little bit more intense, a little bit more cerebral, like, because you can't activate these abilities all the time. And they're not like, for example, like I said, Antonio Brown, he's not going to suddenly run 40 miles an hour. It's just a little edge. So I think that at least in this implementation, EA has really, so far, I think, because it's going to take time for players to kind of like break down this these abilities a little bit more. But from what I've experienced so far, it feels like it's just a small edge, and it doesn't break the game. It doesn't seem unrealistic, because honestly, when you watch the NFL for so long and you see star players grow, like, they make a name for themselves because of specific things that they can do, like Calvin Johnson, who's now retired, who used to be a star receiver for the Lions. Like, he is like jump balls. He can come down with the ball like almost guaranteed against any defender. And like, if he was in the game, I'm sure his X factor would be to be like, he's guaranteed to win jump balls. And it helps emphasize who these players are, and makes you. There's a little bit more synergy between what you see in the NFL and what you're playing in the game.
So have you played online yet? What do you think of that?
Yeah, online is kind of where I kind of get my feet wet with how the game feels, or some of the changes, especially in a competitive aspect. I mean, I'm not going to tell you my record, because that would be bad business for me. But online play has more or less stayed the same. I think that at least in my experience, the main difference between Madden 19 and Madden 20 here is that the early days of playing the game have been a little bit more consistent in terms of connection issues. I haven't ran into connection issues, but like, the online play is more or less still the same. You match up and then you get online. Hopefully the connection is consistent, so no one's lagging or disconnecting. And, you know, it's been pretty satisfactory like at this point. But there's nothing really to make that stand out above other years. I think it really comes down to how the mechanics change the competitive aspect of the game.
So, Mike, I have to know, lay it down for me. Is this a game you have to buy?
At this point, there's been so many Madden games, and like I said earlier, is that there's always incremental changes to make the game feel a little bit more fresh. I think a lot of people at this point kind of understand Madden and understand whether or not the game is for them. I wouldn't say it's a must-buy across the board necessarily. I mean, for people who played Madden for so long, it's almost de facto a must-buy, right? Because it's not just roster changes. You want to see the new story mode. You want to feel the new mechanics. You want to be in there with the new wave of players and keep competing in this game. So if you love football, and if you've been with Madden for, like, how many years, if you know this game front to back, I think that you're probably gonna buy this, and I think it's a must play for those sorts of people. And if you're a lapsed player, though, that I think that's a more interesting question. Is that if you've been out of the game but you want to jump into Madden again, if you have like a reinvigorated love for football and you want to play the game, I think this is as good a time as any to kind of jump into Madden. And this version, this new, Madden 20 is not broken, so at least there's that. It's not revolutionizing the game, so you know what you're getting into, and if that's what you want, definitely jump in.
Well, Mike, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Follow my work at GameSpot.com, follow at GameSpot on Twitter, or if you want to follow me specifically, you can follow me on Twitter at Michael P. Hyam.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.